When you get there, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. When the rest of you get there, shout hallelujah. All right. Praise God. Praise God. All right, let's. We had one turtle in here. They finally arrived. So, amen. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time that we have together. Thank you, Father God, for everyone that's under the sound of my voice here today. And I pray, Father God, that they will have ears to hear your word, have an open heart to receive your word. You've already declared that your word would never, ever return to you void. Hallelujah. So we thank you for your life-giving word. Thank you, Father. And I thank you, Father, for your anointing upon me to minister your word. And Father, we'll give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, shout amen with me. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Now, my subject this morning is wisdom. Wisdom for 2021. How many of you know we're going to need wisdom? Wisdom that comes from God. Amen. Amen. Wisdom for 2021. Now, in Proverbs, the fourth chapter, if you look at verse 18, and I really love this verse, it says, but the path of the just, is like the shining sun. You see that? The path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. Now, I'm going to read, before I go any further, I want to read it to you from the New Living Translation, this verse. It says, the way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, which shines ever brighter until the full light of day. Until the full light of day. Now, you have to understand, as believers, we are to grow continuously. Continuously. Amen. We should be growing from one degree of glory to another. Amen. Becoming more like Jesus every day. Listen at this one. Becoming more victorious in our Christian walk every day. Hallelujah. We're at the beginning of this year, 2021, the first Sunday, the third. And I believe that you came into this year shining bright for the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope you were. I believe it. Amen. Hallelujah. But here's what I want to say to you. At the close of this year, should the Lord tarry, and who knows, this could be the year of the coming of the Lord. It could be. Amen. This could be the year that Jesus comes back for his church. But if it's not, By this time next year, we should be shining brighter than we are today. Amen. There is never any excuse to backslide or to slide backwards. There's never an excuse for that. I want to read verse 18 to you again because I want you to get it in your spirit. It says, but the path, everybody say path.
Path.
Amen. But the path of the just is like the shining sun. I'm reading from the New King James Bible. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. Let me tell you something. God is going to show up and manifest himself in greater ways in our lives as we reach out for him and seek him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. It's up to you. It's up to me. But we can do greater things for God in 2021 than we did in 2020, 2019, 2018, 17. Through Christ Jesus, we have the potential to do greater things for God. Hallelujah. And not be governed by situations and circumstances. Do you know we're only supposed to be governed by the Word of God and the leadership of the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. You still with me?
Amen.
So expect great things to happen in your life. Expect God to use you like he's never used you before. That's what he want to do. That's what he wants to do. Praise God. So, having said, oh, by the way, let me go ahead and read verse 19 too. It says, verse 18 says, the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever bright unto the perfect day. But there's a verse 19 that follows verse 18, which says, the way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. What God is telling us is in 2021, you can walk in the light of God. But the wicked will be continuously stumble around in darkness, falling over each and everything they run into. But you are not in the dark. But Pastor James, I hear what you're saying, but there's some things I just don't understand. There's some things that come down the pipe that I just can't figure out. And listen, you don't have to understand everything. You don't have to try to figure out everything. Just know God. Know God. Know God. Walk with God. And you will know what you need to know. Amen. Now, give you some pointers on how to make that happen. Because Verse 20 says, my son, and he's also talking to his daughters also, give attention to my words, incline your ear unto my saying. Now, listen to me, brothers and sisters. If you are going to be productive this year and every year thereafter, you are going to have to give attention to God's word. Now, you know, sometimes we'll be guilty, can be guilty of reading the Bible just simply because we know we're supposed to. And it, so, you know, we read a verse or two and you know, it satisfies our conscience. So we say, you know, I read the Bible today, you know, and I'm good for the day. I read the Bible. Well, good for you. You did what you should have done. But when you read the Bible, you are supposed to receive something from what you read. As a matter of fact, I have a suggestion for you. When you open the Word of God to read it, ask Him, Lord, show me what you want me to see today. Tell me, Lord, what you want me to know today. Reveal your word to me, Lord, your will to me. When we read the word of God, we should read the word of God seeking understanding on how to live better for Him. Not just to say, okay, I read the Bible, you know, I did my duty. No, read the Word of God to find out how can I be a better Christian? How can I serve God better? What is it that He wants me to do? Who is it that I can go help? And on and on and on. That's the reason we read the Word of God. Yes, we study the Word of God, especially in the Old Testament, especially, you know, we learn the history of the Word of God and some things that happened there and so forth. But God still speaks to us through both the Old and the New Testament. You hear me? And we need the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. Let me say that again. We need the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. Hallelujah. Praise God. I read God's word to grow. I read it to grow that I might be better. So verse 20 tells us, give attention to the word of God. And not only are we to give personal attention to it, read it, but we also need to hear it. Amen. Now, I believe that's the reason you came to church today is to hear the word of God. Am I right?
Amen.
We came to praise and worship Him too, but I believe you came to hear the word of God. Amen. I believe those of you that's tuned in to the live stream, I believe you tuned in to hear the word of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In the book of James, chapter 1, turn there real quick. James chapter 1. Amen. Guys, it's a little warm up here where I am. In James chapter 1, I'll begin reading verse 21. It says, therefore, lay aside all filthiness Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. Verse 22. But be what? Be what? Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. As a matter of fact, I'll go ahead and read verse 23. He says, "For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty," hallelujah, "and continues in it, is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be what? Blessed in what he does." Hallelujah. So we're to be doers of the word of God, not just hearers only. What you're hearing here today, take it with you and do it. Put it to work in your life. You have a promise already from God's word that says, if you do my word, if you do what you hear, you will be blessed. Be blessed. Amen. I don't know about you, but I like blessings. Amen. So number one, give attention to the word of God. Study it. Hear it. Number two, we find this also. It says, keep them before your eyes. Let's go back to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. Verse 21 says, do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Do not let the word of God depart from your eyes. Don't be short-sighted. Don't lose sight of what God has said, and keep them in the midst of your heart. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Do you know, listen to me, we are to hear the word of God, but that word that we hear is not supposed to just remain head knowledge. It is supposed to get down on the inside of us, into our hearts, where it can produce for us. I'll explain that more deeper later on. But you got to get the word of God in your spirit, and listen to what else it says. For they are life to those who find them and health to all of their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. Now, here's the way this thing works. And I go ahead and turn to Romans chapter 10. I'm going to go there for a minute. Y'all just stay with me. Romans chapter 10. The word is supposed to come in through our ear gate, our eye gate, but not just remain head knowledge. It's supposed to get down on the inside of us, because we are spiritual beings. Amen? We are spiritual beings. Now, in Romans chapter 10, listen to this, beginning at verse 8. It says, but what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. The word is supposed to remain in our mouth, and it's supposed to get down into our heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. So now, what is the word of faith? What is the word of faith? Verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, It begins with your mouth. It begins with your mouth. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe where? Believe where? In your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now that's the word of faith. That's the principle of faith. When we got saved, we had to first confess Jesus Christ, Lord. With our mouth. We had to invite him into our heart with our mouth. However you said it, whether you said, Jesus, come into my heart, or some folks may have just said, Lord, have mercy on me. They didn't know what else to say. Just, Lord, have mercy on me. But they said something. Lord, come in, help me. Lord, I'm messed up, deliver me. Ain't necessarily how you phrase it, but the fact that you invited him into your life using your mouth. Do you know if I wanted to invite all of you over to my house for lunch after service, I would have to tell you. I would have to use my mouth to tell you. That's the only way you're going to know. And by the way, don't get your hopes up. I'm not going to do that. And even if I did, you'd be sorely disappointed. You still with me? Hallelujah. I had cereal for breakfast, and the rest of the day is by faith. But faith works. But you understand what I'm saying? I would have to verbally invite you. Now, if you just showed up, you know, I might say, what are you doing here? I didn't invite you over here. Now, I wouldn't be rude to you if you showed up. But my point is, if I invite you, you know now, hey, I've been invited over to the pastor's house, so we're going over to the pastor's house. Guess what? When you invited Jesus Christ into your life, now he knows I am welcome in this heart. This person is welcoming me in. But now, let's look at it again. Verse 9, that is, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your what? Heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So it's not just the mouth, it's the heart that's involved. It's the heart that's involved. You hear me? And that's the reason it tells us, one of the reasons it tells us in Proverbs chapter 4 that we must protect our heart. Do you know what? If you don't feed on the things of God, you can backslide. You can backslide. You can walk away from God. The heart is important. So we're told, and we'll deal with that a little bit more, but we're told to protect our heart, to guard our heart. Now, listen at this. Well, let me finish reading this, and then we'll move on. Verse 10, it says, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now let me bring all this together. Everything, every promise of God, everything that God has said to us, we need to believe it, confess it with our mouth, and get it down into our heart. Okay? Amen. Get it into our heart. You need to go ahead and establish some things in your life right now. Get it in your heart. Matter of fact, I would suggest that you read Psalm 91 and get Psalm 91 in your heart and you stand on that. Amen. A thousand may fall at my side. 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. Get it out of your head and get it down in here. Well, you know that you know that you know that you know. God is more than enough. God is able. God is faithful to you, and God is keeping you. He's leading you. He's guiding you. Because it's on the inside. When up here, it gets a little wishy-washy. But when you get it down on the inside of you, nobody can talk you out of it. It's in your heart, unless you let it slip. You can let it slip. That's the reason when you get Jesus, truly get him in your heart, nobody can take your salvation. Nobody can take you. Nobody can make you go to hell because it's on the inside of you. See, that's the reason the heart is so important. That's the reason the Bible tells us that was God's desire the whole time, not to live in temples made by man, but God wanted to live on the inside of his creation. I want you to know something. God is very happy living on the inside of you. The Holy Spirit is very happy living on the inside of you. So you make sure you make him, don't grieve him. Because on the inside of you is right where he wants to be. Are you listening to me? On the inside of you, that's where he wants to be. That's been God's desire over the ages to live in his people. I'll be their God. I'll walk in them and live in them. And I'll be their God, and they shall be my people. Amen. Well, Pastor, he was talking about Israel. We've been grafted in. Amen. We've been grafted in. Glory to God. We're also heirs of the promise. Bless the name of the Lord. So we let's go back to Proverbs 4. So now in 2021, one of the things you got to do is guard your heart, because that's where your life is. I mean, we see that in the natural. If the heart stopped beating, what happened? You die. You die. We're talking about the physical heart, the blood pump heart. But in the Bible, when it talks about heart, it's talking about your spirit, the spirit man, the inner man. Protect the word of God. In this year and every day for the rest of your life, whatever you do, if you don't get anything else I said today, grab a hold of this. Protect the word of God that you have heard. Get it on the inside of you, and don't you let it slip. Don't you let it slip. Because you have to understand something. That's what the devil wants to do. He wants to steal the word from you. You don't have to turn over there, but you can write this reference down if you want to. Mark chapter 4, beginning at verse 14, Jesus in prior verses had talked about the sower sowing seed. And then when you get to Mark 14, he began to explain to them what the seed was. And of course, the seed is the word of God. And he said, some is sown by the wayside. That is sown by the wayside doesn't have any root system to it. So Satan comes and steals it. Do you know that what you're hearing here today, the devil wants to steal it from you? He wants to steal it from you. Don't let this be wayside word to you. You get it on the inside of here and you protect it because Satan wants to steal it from you. And then he went on to say some word is sown, or seed rather, is sown on stony ground, which when bad news come down the pipe, we forget we're saved. When bad news come down the pipe, we forget that God said he would protect us. When someone speaks evil of us, our feelings are hurt, and we become offended. And guess what? We lose the word that we've heard. It becomes ineffective in our lives. Listen, we got to get to the place where we say, nobody can change me. Nobody can change me. I don't care what you say, what you do. I'm sticking with God and I'm sticking with his word. Stay with it. And then there's thorny ground, which is a ground, a seed that's sown among thorns. And Jesus said the cares of this world, deceitfulness of riches, and lust for other things just choke out the word of God. Don't you let anything, sports, whatever it is, don't let any money, don't let anything choke out the word of God. You may not have a red cent in your pocket, but if you got the word of God in your heart and you're standing on that, God will make a way for you. Didn't we just sing that song? God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Hey, listen, I wouldn't be up here wasting my time singing that song or preaching to you if I didn't believe it. God will make a way. But too many times we're so busy trying to help God out because we think, oh, Lord, if I don't do this, if I don't do that, you know, we're going to starve or this is going to happen or that. You know what? Sometimes we need to stop and take a breath. Because 99% of the time when we're trying to help God out, we're going in the wrong direction anyway. And God's just waiting for us to stop for a moment so that he can redirect us. If your focus is on getting rich, you're focused on the wrong thing. Oh, yes, God promised us he'd meet our every need, didn't he? He promised us he'd meet our every need abundantly. But the Bible also says the love of money is the root of all evil. So we have to be careful about that. Yes, we do. Amen. And, of course, Jesus went on to say that seed that was sown on good ground was those who hear the word, they receive the word, they walk in the word, they live the word. Amen. So, I'm getting ready to close this out, but let me give you a quick review. you're going to be successful this year, number one, give attention to God's word every day of your life. Number two, keep this word before your eyes. Don't lose sight of it. Number three, get it in your spirit. And understand that it brings life and it brings health to you. That's number four. Number five, guard your heart. And that's what I just finished sharing with you. Guard your heart. Protect the word of God on the inside of you. And I do want to add this also. Watch your mouth. Watch your words. Amen. Watch your words. Number seven, let me give you this one. Stay focused. Stay focused. Number eight, don't look to the right hand or to the left. Don't, in other words, don't get sidetracked by anything. There's going to be some things come your way that wants to get your attention. And it may look good, it may feel good, may sound good. Don't do anything without consulting God first. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Has this blessed you?
Amen.
I just wanted to give you something. To use. To keep you on.